question. In Bhagavad Gita 12.8 to 11, Krishna talks about multiple ways of practicing bhakti. So first he says, always fix the mind on me. Then he says, be absorbed in me. Then he says, try to practice to fix your mind on me. And he says, work for me. So now, but then each your level, Krishna is also saying that by doing this, you let in perfection. So then, are these like progressive steps to perfection, or they are alternative ways to perfection? And my understanding has always been that they are progressive steps, because if you see, Krishna does say, well, let's look at the first verse. He says, by this you are already perfected only. Mayeva manadatsva may buddhim nivesha nivasishyasi mayeva. You are already living in me only. Atha urdhvam na samshaya. That means it's almost like we're in the spiritual world, you are perfect. So that verse is talking about perfection. Next verse he is saying, Atichittam samadhatum na shaknosi maisiram abhyasa yogindatum amichaptam dhananjaya. By this you will get desire for me. Now, desire for me, is that the ultimate perfection? Not really. By desire for Krishna, we'll become absorbed in Krishna. And then we will attain the perfections as mentioned in the previous verse. When can our mind be fixed on Krishna? When we have desire for Him. Naturally, if we have desire for something, naturally our mind gets fixed on that thing. So, in that sense, this is not talking about 12.9 is not talking about an independent level of perfection. It's talking about desire for Krishna, which we could say the launching pad for perfection of absorption in Krishna. Then, at 12.10, if we see, Abhyasepi asamarsi matkarma paramo madartham api karmani kurvan siddhim avapsisi. This is one question we could say that here says, by working for me, you will attain perfection. So, it's a little questionable whether this could be called an independent way to perfection or alternative way. Because if you look at the other sections in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna does say, when will you attain me? Anta kale cha mamevo svar mukto kalevaram. And for that, he says, what you do? Tasmat sarveshu kale cha mamevo svar mukto kalevaram. So, in a sense, perfection requires that our mind be absorbed in Krishna. And this said, when somebody is just doing madartham api karmani, then they're working for me. Krishna is not talking about their mind being absorbed in him. Then that is really not, then we cannot really say that this alone will lead to perfection. So this will ultimately lead to perfection because this will lead to the other stages. So as far as the acharyas are concerned, I have seen they always talk about it as progressive levels. Chakravarti Pada also talks about it as progressive levels. And the verse after that is kartum sarva karma phal tyaga thakur yutatmavan. Here Krishna is not saying that you lead to perfection. He is saying by this you will have it atmavan. Okay, you will become conscious of your soul, or you become possessor of your soul, which could be one level of perfection, but then it is more of not, it's not Bhagavat real, it's not God realization, or certainly not love of God. It's more of self-realization, atmavan. So whether that is the same as the ultimate perfection, that is questionable. So the verses themselves don't very clearly say that these are alternative ways to perfection, although one verse could say that, PIV saying that. But the acharyas are quite clear that these are progressive steps. And if you see the word siddhi, it is a little ambiguous. Because if you say manushyanam sahasreshu kaschid yatati siddhaye yatam visiddhanam kaschin. So Krishna is talking mam vetti as a stage above siddhi. The thousands of people, among them some are perfected, and among those thousands of who are perfected, some know me. This perfection is considered to be like a intermediate or preliminary to attainment of Krishna, knowing Krishna or loving Krishna or attaining Krishna. So in that sense, siddhi does not necessarily lead to full perfection. Siddhi does not mean full perfection. So I would say that these are referring to progressive steps, not alternative ways. We could say they are the alternative ways of approaching Krishna. But ultimately, one has to climb up and ascend to the level of absorption of thoughts in Krishna. Then only one will attain perfection.